you're going to have to ask the trainers. I don't know exactly. I try not to pay attention to what they say, just if I'm all right or not. So, or if it's anything serious, I should say.
How banged up is this unit now that you've lost Cedric as well? You're banged up a little bit. And how difficult?
There's a lot of guys in this locker room banged up. You know, it's probably a lot of guys in their locker room banged up. That's the nature of the beast. So, you just got to go out there and put it out there. You know, nobody cares, you know, how banged up you are. If you step on that field, you got to be ready to go. You know, like I said, I got a little banged up in the game, but it didn't matter. You know, there was no way I was coming out of that game, you know. So, luckily, I didn't stink it up too bad, and, you know, we were still able to get the win. So, you know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, play through a lot of things. So, you know, we'll continue to keep fighting, keep trying to get better.
You know, your friends and teammates, what's your reaction to Cedric being gone for the rest of the regular season?
Disappointed. It's, you know, it's definitely a, you know, a blow for us. But, you know, the show must go on. You know, the show must go on. Nobody in this locker room has anything to do with that. You know, whether it's an injury or whether it's, you know, some other, you know, circumstances that, you know, we have no way to control. You know, we still got to go out there and keep playing. You know, the next man has to step up and, you know, when his number's called, be able to go out there and make a play for us. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting Crawford back there on the field, getting a couple of these other young guys out there, and, you know, we're ready to go to battle.
D'Angelo, early in the year, you were really high on Crawford. He hasn't played much lately. Murphy's been in there. What have you seen from him?
Who you say has been in there?
Murphy. Fourth guy last. The new guy you got, 45, was the guy.
Yeah, no, he ain't played none, though. None on defense. You know, we actually had DJ
Johnson.
Come in. Dominique,
yeah.
Yeah, he actually came in the dime situation. So, you know, he'll get a chance to come in, you know, in some nickel situations. Maybe Crawford will come in some nickel situations. So, like I said, you know, we're excited to get those young guys out there, get them on the field, see what they can do. You know, no stage and no time like the present. So, you know, they're stepping into some bright light. So, you know, hopefully they're up for the challenge. And, you know, we'll keep getting prepared out here in practice and, you know, in the film room so that they're ready to go.
So the show must go on. Is that really how you would describe the whole season for this defense? Because it seems like, you know, with all the injuries and all the adversity you guys have had to overcome, it just keeps on going.
Yeah. You know, the train's going to keep going, you know. We'll throw guys off. We'll pick guys up. Some guys will jump off. But, you know, we'll keep moving. And, you know, it's the nature of the business, you know. Things are going to happen, like I said. Some things you can control. Some things, you know, you can't, you know, personally. But, you know, as far as the collective group in this locker room, you know, we got to keep going. You know, we can't control whether one guy does this or does that or whether a guy gets hurt. You know, we still got to go out there and be ready to play.
I'm sorry if you answered this, but you were in a boot. Is it an ankle injury?
Yeah.
How bad is it?
It's not bad enough to keep me out. So, you know, I'll definitely be out there Sunday. I said that. When I was on crutches, I said that. So, you know, just watching some of these other guys battle through so many, you know, injuries and things like that, you know, like I said, there's no way I'm not going to be able to, you know, suit up and, you know, help my team win a game.
You guys go from three huge division games and three huge division wins, and now two games out of conference. Is it tough? Is there sometimes a letdown when that happens?
Not at all. Each game is important to us. You know, it's not about trying to win just division games or trying to win just, you know, against NFC opponents. You know, for us, it's about just winning the next game, period. You know, we were a little bit behind the eight ball, you know, a couple weeks ago. Still behind the eight ball, but, you know, we can kind of see our way around it a little bit now. But, you know, we still got a, you know, a little ways to go.
How typical? Were you worried that Garcon at some point might have to get season-ending surgery and be done for the year? Is there a concern?
Am I worried about that?
Was there a concern at some point earlier?
At first, I don't think anybody – I thought you meant, like, right now. I was about to say, hold up, you know. But, you know, at some point, I think we all kind of were like, you know, is he going to be okay to come back? Is he going to come back? But, you know, we were able to weather that storm, got him back out there. And, you know, you see the impact he's been able to make. You know, he caused us fits in training camp. And, you know, like I said, I couldn't wait for him to get out there on that field. And, you know, to finally see him out there and making plays, man, you know, it's a great feeling.
How does he rank with all the great guys that you have to face?
He's a beast. You know, he's a beast. I said it when he was in Indy, man. He's a beast, man. He's a total package. You know what I mean? He's fast. He's big. He's physical. He catches the ball with his hands. You know, he runs good routes. So, you know, I was excited when we signed him. Excited to have him on my team. Every time I see him out there, either spinning the ball or trying to run over another DB, I love it. I love the intensity he brings to the game, and you know, he's just been out there showing out for it.